warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not so fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
Welcome, fellow dragon slayers, men of virtuous living, humble fathers, single men, all men striving for the pursuit of holiness. Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. I am Adam Minahan.
Welcome indeed.
With David Niles. Dave, I don't know what episode this is. I think it's like 82 or 3 or something like that. It's going to be important to remember because we have... our 100th episode, we have a promise made to us.
Indeed.
That is something that we really need to make sure that we follow through with.
And I plan on it, let me tell you.
So.
We have a special beverage.
Yes.
For that episode.
Yes.
I think we've actually said what it is in the past, but.
I don't think we should say it again.
But you're right. I feel like right now, in this moment, we should let it.
82. 82 is the episode number.
All right. You were right. In the 80s.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. I think I welcomed everybody listening.
Yes. If you're listening to us right now, you are probably a man who's striving to live above the fray and chaos of our modern culture. And let me tell you, the world is beset against you. But take courage, my brother, for we have an ally. We have our heavenly power and strength from on high who is there with you. Amen.
Amen. I mean, I feel like I just need to make the sign of the cross and call it good.
That was just like something. Yeah. It was just inside me. I've been, you know, reading about courage.
Yeah.
Which is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's going to be the topic today is courage. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree.
I'm a little nervous.
So I was using my Verbum software.
Mm-hmm.
What book of the Bible, and I wouldn't have got this, but when I... looked it up. I was like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. What book of the Bible do you think the word courage appears in the most?
Wisdom.
I'll tell you, it's in the Old Testament like 5 to 1 in the New Testament.
Wisdom?
No.
That was a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs?
Second Maccabees.
Second Maccabees.
Because, you know, like Maccabees.
The war that's going on. And...
He was kind of like the Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's a lot like Braveheart, actually. It kind of seems like they made the movie Braveheart about the Maccabees. Family.
Army.
Those dudes.
Yeah.
Because they were just like a small band of rebels just killing a bunch of people. They did. I mean, they killed a bunch of people and they slaughtered those Greeks or Romans or whoever they were. Those dudes.
Dude, our Catholic history episode was last week.
And notice I was not the expert.
Right. Notice there was a call in.
Take notice, yes.
Phone a friend. But if this is your first time listening to the Catholic Man Show... Dave, we do three things.
We do three courageous things here on the Catholic Man Show.
Dude, somebody's going to be sending us a candle pretty soon for our ceremonious.
Light the candle.
Yes.
Light me.
Yes, this is going
to
be awesome.
Dude, we have to get a flamethrower. You know what we'll do? We'll just, you know how you can like turn one of those Bic lighters into like a crack lighter?
Mm-hmm.
You just pop the cap off and keep cranking up the... We'll do that.
Okay.
Because that's definitely flamethrower-esque.
Sure.
To light the candle.
But Dave, the three things we do.
On every episode. 1, open, review, and enjoy a manly beverage. 2, highlight a man gear of some kind. I'm really excited about our man gear today. It's going to be good. And 3, we have a manly discussion. Some have called it the manliest topic, the manliest discussion of all time. You be the judge. Today we're talking about courage. So be not afraid. It seems like in the Old Testament, this is the thing I was making. In the Old Testament, they were saying, take courage. And in the New Testament, they were saying, be not afraid. Like, mm-hmm. The word be not afraid,
right,
I think, is one of the most common phrases in the New Testament.
Right, right. also the first thing JP2 said.
Yes,
papacy.
Correct. So it's interesting because those are kind of the same thing. But anyway, we'll talk about that.
Sure.
Let's get to the man beverage today, because this was a gift from Father Stuart Crevcore.
Yes, I'm super excited about this.
And
this is his note that he sent.
He got this for us in Ireland, and he sent
on our behalf.
Yes, and he sent us this note.
It wasn't like he bought an extra bottle and he was like, who should I give this to? It was like he purposely bought this bottle for us.
So here's what the note says.
Yeah, read the
note.
And
I should mention that the note came with a wax seal on it.
I know, I love
that. It was just like, it just felt so right.
Yeah, I really like wax.
Dear Adam and David, here's a gift for you straight from the Jameson Distillery in Middleton, Ireland, hand-carried across the Atlantic by yours truly. If you haven't reviewed it yet on the show, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, enjoy it, in parentheses, in moderation, in the context of some manly gathering. Thank you for all you do to promote Catholic manliness and masculine virtues. Cheers to Jesus, Father Stuart. P.S. If heaven has a smell, it would smell like the Jameson Cask Warehouse. Boom.
Boom, which I love it. So... let's do it. Let's do this.
I cannot wait.
So, oh,
where's my glass?
We need to tell them what it is.
Oh, yeah.
we're so excited.
It is a Jameson. You could have probably gathered that.
Right, but it's Jameson Black Barrel Irish Whiskey. So, we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So, raise your glass.
Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus and our mother. And all the holy souls, since it's like... November is the month of holy, you know.
Indeed.
Pray for the holy souls.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the NASCAR driver who said something about that?
That was awesome.
I don't remember who it was.
I don't either, but he's my new favorite NASCAR driver.
Yeah, hands down.
Right.
You mean there's a super Catholic NASCAR driver? Okay, yeah, he's my favorite.
And he was like, you know, today's the first Friday, so we should all be praying for the holy souls.
Right.
And he's like
and he said like something about the Sacred Heart of Jesus,
and our Blessed Mother.
And our Blessed Mother, and don't forget it's first Friday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I like the way he said it, almost as if like, of course.
That's what we should be doing.
Of course you're praying for the soul. I mean, obviously.
Right.
Just assumed that.
If somebody knows him, get us in touch.
We want to talk to this guy.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him. Okay, so let's talk about this Jameson Black Barrel.
I have a little bit of a cold, so my olfactory is not up to snuff.
Okay. So on the nose is very fruity, almost tropical fruits. Is
it
what
doesn't
I smell.
Taste tropical, but yeah, I think I see what I smell what you're stepping in.
Mm-hmm. But to me, I do taste like, you know, with the black barrel, it's double charred oak barrels, and so I was thinking it was going to be very heavy, thick wood taste. There is a wood taste to it, but there is a like almost coconut taste to it. At least I'm getting a coconut, I'm getting a very fruit taste, and there's, a strong vanilla to it as well. So there's oak to it, but not near as much as what I would think, like, thinking that a black barrel, thinking like a double charred oak barrel, like it's going to be, you know, like a triple wood type of thing. And there is some wood there, but I am getting more almost of the vanilla and coconut and like ripe fruits.
So I think when it comes to drinking whiskey between you and I, you're like the micro guy and I'm the macro guy. You're more of the detail of the whiskey. I'm more of the big picture. And one thing that I think about Irish whiskeys in general, but this is definitely true of Jameson, is that they're all so pleasant to drink. Whereas I wouldn't necessarily say that about a lot of Scotch. Not that they're not pleasant.
But the more,
it's just not
it's
the
like,
word that...
It's refined.
It's not what... Pleasant isn't the word that evokes in my memory about drinking Scotch. Mm-hmm. They're more like intense and, you know, like, take this, I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I drink Scotch. You know, I drink seaweed from a glass.
Yeah.
Whereas Irish whiskeys tend to be just lovely. Like, I just really like drinking them. You know, a lot of them kind of have, I've said this before, like a lemon palate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Because I don't really think that they grow any lemons in Ireland. Except, I mean, it's like they have a lot of potatoes.
I was reading what the bottle says, because that was something I should have done before we started. But it says, a tribute to the legacy of charring barrels before filling them. Black barrel. Our coopers called it bringing the wood back to life. Black barrel features double charred bourbon barrels that deliver unique spiciness, vanilla sweetness, and nutty notes.
Maybe it's just because I have a cold. I'm not picking up on the sweet, but I do. I was thinking a little bit of pepper when I first had a sip.
And now that it says that, I do catch like a walnut pecan almost.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you were talking about tropical, I was like, man, I really need to reassess my pepper evaluation here because...
I mean,
doesn't smell like pepper at all.
Mm-mm. So cheers to Father Stewart.
Thank you so much, Father Stewart. A man gifted in the art of manly note writing.
Yes.
Cheers to you, Father. May the Lord be in persona you. May you be in persona him.
Christe.
There
yes.
we go. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Now and more fulfilled. No, more completely in heaven. I really had something I wanted to say.
I mean, it was okay. I mean, your thought was there. It just wasn't all
put together.
It was a good
thought.
Yeah. You just had to cut and paste a couple times.
The words.
Words are hard, dude.
Words are hard.
They're hard. So when we get back, we'll jump into the man gear. Thank you to Father Stewart. Jameson Blackbird, what we're drinking. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, sitting alongside my friend Adam Minahan. I just want to take a little time just to say thank you. Thank you to, especially, I want to say thank you to all of our listeners, because we have about 1,000 downloads a day is what we're averaging right now.
Yeah,
on our podcast.
Yeah. We're getting very close to that.
Which just is weird. It blows my mind. Because I tell people this sometimes, and it's like, you and I are just kind of messing around on the radio.
I don't think anybody doubts that.
Anyway, I want to say thank you to everybody who listens to the show, but especially I want to say thank you to all of our Council of Man members. Today being Thanksgiving, I know not a liturgical holiday, but a very Eucharistic one. So as Catholics, I think we can all get behind it. Not to mention, as Catholics, we never pass up a reason to feast.
Right. But remember, it's Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving.
Nice. Very true.
And it's something you need to...
So let's give thanks. And I just want to say how much I have benefited, and I've said this before on the show, from the Council of Man, and just especially the Facebook group and everything that happens on there. They are always, I mean, you guys are always posting stuff that I haven't seen or haven't thought about, or, you know, asking questions. Because sometimes I have an opinion on something that I just haven't formulated until someone asks the question. And I'll sit there and think, well, this is how I feel about that.
Right.
And now that I've actually formulated it in my head,
right,
it really solidifies and gives me more understanding on that topic. That happens to me a lot. And so the Council of Man has just been so awesome. Mm-hmm. And so, and we pray for each other. We like,
there's big time prayer. Yeah.
Like we just get the opportunity to pray for each other in a lot of very real ways, like through fasting and,
we have a normal fast tracker.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
Exactly. Thanks to St. Stephen Houle, who
keeps a track
who manages
for us.
It. Yeah. And Stephen, you do an awesome job. Thanks for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm just very thankful for what the show has turned into.
We've had a few new Council of Man members that have not joined our Facebook group. So if you're listening right now and you're like, hey, I've signed up, I'm not in the Facebook group. One of two things. Friend us on Facebook, Dave and I, so that way we know. And or send us an email to make sure that we get you in there. Because I don't want you feeling like that we're leaving you out. That's not the case. It's just we've had several come come in, and I haven't been able to shoot out emails to them to make sure. Yeah. So, because I just haven't had a chance to do that.
Yeah, and also, just a little heads up, if you are in the council and you're not in the Facebook group and you've requested access to the Facebook group, message us or something, because we have over 100 people who have submitted requests to join, mm-hmm. who they're trying to freeload, and right.
they just don't know.
Right. That's really what it is. I think yeah. they're just searching on Facebook for Catholic men's
stuff.
Groups.
And right.
I think they're just like trying to join a bunch of them.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway,
so
we're talking today. We've got a sweet man gear.
Before we do, can I
say something?
Story?
Do you have another story?
I have
you
a story.
Went hunting again.
Yeah, but that's not.
Did you get anything?
No. I saw a couple doe, and I saw one really big, mast-bodied deer buck. I couldn't see all of the racks, so I don't know how many points it was, but it was really big because the body was just a really big deer.
Yeah.
But I just did not have even close to a clean shot, so I couldn't do it.
Have you ever told you my idea for a horse and lasso turkey season?
No.
I think it would be sweet. There you are on the edge of the meadow, mounted on your trusty steed, lasso in hand. Dawn is breaking. As the light hits the grass for the first time on this day, this glorious day, you see the herd
of turkey.
Of turkey. Whatever they call groups of turkey. And with a yah, you charge the birds, swinging the rope overhead. Casting your rope until you lynch, you just get it around the neck. It'd be so awesome. Like, just imagine lassoing a turkey around the neck and like it trying to fly away and you're yanking on it. Like,
I just did not know that's what we were doing today.
This is not something I made up right yeah. now. But anyway, hurry, tell your story so we can get to the man gear.
Okay, so earlier, actually it was last night, Haley, someone said, no, not somebody said, but she was like, how would I describe my husband? And she said, I would describe him as a mixture of Bob Ross and Ron Swanson.
Bob Ross, the painter guy?
Yeah. Like, and at first I was like,
can make a little happy tree over here.
What do you mean by that? Like, I wasn't really sure.
I saw you tweet that, and I wasn't sure what you meant, how the Bob Ross fit in there.
Yeah, but she said,
you don't even have an afro.
No, but she said, he's sensitive and it has a growing love for art, yet he also has I want to drink scotch, eat meat, woodwork, and kill things side.
Yeah, go deer hunting.
Yeah. So I thought that was really funny.
It is funny.
I just didn't, like, I didn't
know. Funniest part is that she thinks you're a mixture of Bob Ross. That you have some Bob Ross in you.
We're just going to put a tree over here, but don't tell anybody. It'll be our little secret.
It's a little happy tree. And this is just your world. Just create it.
Yeah. Anyway.
What a dude.
Yeah.
To Bob Ross.
I never thought we would cheers
Bob
Ross.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away from cancer.
May he be in heaven, Bob Ross.
Yes.
Cheers to you.
Okay, now we can get to the man gear.
Man gear. Today, the man gear is work boots.
Dude, sometimes I feel like that we need to have like a sound bite for after we say the man gear, because we always say like, the man gear for today is work boots.
Man gear.
And it was like, then there's this awkward silence right after we say that. For whatever reason, it's like, the man gear, work boots.
Almost as if we expect there to be like applause
something,
or something.
Yeah,
like,
what a great idea. Right, yeah.
Work boots.
Yeah, but there's never that.
Maybe there is and we just don't hear it. Maybe we're letting it happen.
Very doubtful. Very doubtful.
Yeah.
So anyway, but the last few episodes, I actually went back and listened to a couple of them. I'm not even caught up on our show. And so like,
you're a terrible co-host.
I know. So I was like listening to him and like I kept thinking like, there's this awkward silence every time we introduce the man gear. So,
well, today it's work boots and I think it's an awesome man gear.
Okay. Why, Dave?
Well, putting on boots, a nice pair of boots, is one of my favorite sensations because it kind of makes you feel slightly invincible. You know what I mean? Like when you put on some some boots, mm-hmm. you feel like you could just kick a door down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's very weird that I know what you're saying.
I could take on anything right now.
Yeah,
in these boots, I am unstoppable.
Yeah. It's very weird that I understand
you get
what you're
it?
Saying. Yeah.
Right. I think it's a common sensation.
You know what it is for me though? I feel like that I'm a, like when I put my boots on, I feel like that I'm a, like a blue collar, hardworking dude, a country guy.
I just feel like I just feel more powerful, more unstoppable. In a sweet pair of boots, like they're super padded. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got, and they support.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Whoa.
I'm not rolling my ankle in those.
Whoa, support.
Right. But, you know, I think the reason why I say that is because I use two different types of work boots. I have steel-toed boots for whenever I go to foundries, forge shops, things like that, I'm required to wear those. So I have, like, those boots, which are very heavy, and it's not fun to wear for a full day.
All day. Yeah, that could be hard.
But then I also have other boots that I wear, like, for outdoors, camping, hunting, fishing, you know, just being outside. And so I think that's probably the reason why I have that combo of the blue collar feel plus the outdoors feel.
Yeah, see, I need to get me a good pair of steel toes. I have a pair of Keens.
And those are really nice, though. They're very comfortable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, so talk about having that, like, this. I have manliness hugging my feet an unstoppable fashion feeling.
Right.
And they're cold weather boots. But I wear them when it's not cold outside, and it's just fine. But they're actually, I think they're really snow boots.
So can cowboy boots be considered work boots?
Yeah, but that's not really what I have in mind today for the man gear.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, a lot of people work in, I mean, you can get a nice steel toe cowboy boot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pair of cowboy boots and I love them.
I have two pair.
Do you?
Yep.
See, I have a pair of brown. I want to get a black pair.
Yeah.
I also need to get a new cowboy hat. Mine's wearing out. I mean, it's just looking more authentic.
Right. Which is about time. You don't want to be a Walmart cowboy.
No. I wear my cowboy hat a lot, though.
Yeah, you do.
But anyway, what's your favorite? So what kind of boots do you have? What are your steel toe boots?
They're
just a cheap brand?
The Cat.
Okay.
What are they called? Yeah, Cat. What are they called?
I know what you're talking about. I can see the logo. Yeah, exactly. Very, 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 very common.
Yeah. They weren't like super cheap either, actually, but I had to get them.
I used to have a pair of steel toes, but that was back in the Boy Scouts.
Cat work boots.
Is it the same brand? Like same as Caterpillar machinery,
because
I've always wondered that,
and
it's kind of one of those things like you're afraid to ask because
you don't want
to
sound worried. It's stupid.
Like, is that a dumb question?
Right. No. So I have those, but then I also have a pair of, I can't remember what the brand is, but it's one of the nice, you know, one of the main brands.
Yeah. So the reason, like, I wanted Keen to talk whatever. About work boots today, because we're talking about courage, and literally when I put my boots on, I feel more courageous. Like, it gives me that I can do anything, I'm not afraid feeling. Like, literally, I just could kick a door down. If I was going to kick a door down,
but
I would...
You would never do a B&E.
It depends on the situation. I would never say never.
Okay.
Except for right now.
And that moment.
That I would never say that. But if I was going to kick a door down, I would go put on my boots first.
That would be a good idea.
I don't want to get a stone bruise.
No, that'd be... Those hurt.
Yes.
So, okay. Jameson Black Barrel Whiskey, courtesy of Father Stewart. We just got done talking about work boots. Let's talk about courage. I got some things to say.
Good.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your... glass. This is the Catholic Man Show with Adam and Hannah and David Niles. We're going to be doing a live show here pretty soon at the Beef Jerky Outlet, December 7th. If you're in Tulsa, come by. Come hungry, free samples of beef jerky. If that's not enough.
In Broken Arrow. It's in Broken Arrow.
Yes.
But if you're in Tulsa, come to Broken Arrow.
Right. If free beef jerky isn't enough, we will also be there. Which, I don't know, like...
I don't know if that helps or hurts.
I don't know if that helps or hurts, but free beef jerky.
You don't have to listen. To
us. You don't have to listen.
Just come for the beef jerky.
Yeah. So December 7th. But we're going to talk about courage today. And
I love beef jerky.
I do too. They have a ton of different flavors too. I've been in there.
Would you say they have 150?
I think they have over... No, I don't know. I don't
it's
know
over 100, though?
Because remember, like, close one of our first episodes, like, maybe our third episode?
Yeah, we gave away beef jerky to Andrew DeJoseph.
Who was a vegetarian at the time. No longer.
No longer is. Maybe the beef jerky...
He sees the light.
Maybe the beef jerky had something to do with that.
Maybe.
I know it didn't. I already asked him about it.
Yeah. But I actually kind of feel like that I'm, you know, this topic is actually going to be more for me, and it's, you know, we were just talking about Thanksgiving and not Thanksgiving, but I think this is probably going to be a Thanksgiving for me, because I feel very underqualified to talk about it. It's like, hey, let's talk about prayer. It's like, I'm a beginner in prayer, you know? It's like, I don't really have any business talking about prayer because I'm a beginner in it.
I pray.
Right.
I do that.
And I equally feel like a lot of times that, I struggle with courage.
Do you feel like a little puny man?
Sometimes, sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that this will be...
I get that. People say that a lot to me. When they're around me, that they feel puny.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking... That people were telling
no,
you...
No. It's just something that happens a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, it has nothing to do with you.
I've suspected that.
Yeah.
In my humility.
So, I wanted to preface that because I feel like that this is this will be a good topic for us to just kind of hash out.
Yeah.
You know, I think that courage, the two things that have to happen to have courage.
Numero uno.
At least in my world, which this isn't like St. Thomas Aquinas
right,
or anything.
Sure.
But
nobody thinks that.
Right. Good. Good. It has to be a habit.
A habit. Well, it's a virtue.
Right.
Courage.
Of course,
we're talking about the virtue of courage.
Right. The virtue of courage.
We're not talking about one act of courage here.
Right.
So, yes, habit.
But it also has to have you have to have self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Because you have
know
to be,
thyself.
Because you have to be honest with yourself. And I think that's a lot of times where I fall, is that I'm not honest with myself a lot of times.
Yeah.
I feel like that, oh yeah, you know, I love my faith. I if I was put in this situation, this is exactly what I would do and all, you know.
Yeah, I know what to do. Unlike a lot of the, you know, lukewarm Catholics out there,
right,
you know, I'm better,
like,
than that.
I'm ready for the battlefield,
right,
you know, kind of thing. And I mean, even today, I like something happened and it was like this providential do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, we're talking about courage today and I kind of wimped out. You know, it's just like, so Matt Fried talks about it, like, even with when you're struggling with pornography and stuff, you know, you have to prepare for the worst when you're at your best.
When you're at your best, yeah.
And so I think that also goes, you know, hand in hand with today's topic, the courage, is because there's times where you feel, you know, you just walk out of confession, or, you know, you just got done receiving the Eucharist, or you just got done, you know, an adoration, or just like loving, like having a intimate moment with your wife and kids, and you're just like, this is what it's all about. You know, this is...
Right.
And you have this high, and you're just like so excited, and you're like, I could take on anything.
Right. For these people.
Right.
These who I love, I would
do anything.
Nothing would stop me.
Right. And
or
then,
I would stop at nothing.
Right. Exactly. And like, it's almost like you challenge, at least I have, like, you know, challenge the Lord, like, Lord, you throw anything you want at me. You know, and then like, the next day something happens and I just fall.
Right. Yeah.
And I fall flat on my face.
It's like you're teeing it up on the tee of pride.
Right.
And
exactly.
It falls,
so I think that's
collapses on you.
Absolutely. So I think that's a big thing when it comes to being encouraged. Like, obviously we've talked about virtue on this show, and we've talked about how we talk about it all the time, but it has to be a habit. You have to form it. But I think that you have to, if we're going to develop courage, we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to say, look, this is something that I'm not good at, and I think that I'm good at, but it's obvious that I'm not, because I'm going to confession and I'm saying the same exact things,
mm-hmm.
or I'm being put in this situation and I'm reacting the exact same way,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if we're, you know, sorry for our sins, if, you know, when you're going to confession, you're making an act of the will, saying that I'm going to do everything I can to right my wrongs and to change the way I'm living. If you're going to do that, and you mean it, you have to be able to know that this is what's going to happen, and I have to be able to figure out a way to do something different, to take that that next step. And so I think that a lot of things that we have to do, Dave, is something that, you know, I still struggle with is fasting.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all about the denying yourself, right? It's all about denying these the lower fat. Because okay, I'll let you give the definition of courage.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna do.
I'm sorry. I've kind of went on this soapbox,
we need to define what courage is.
I didn't mean
is.
To really do that.
Courage is basically the willingness to suffer loss at the expense of pursuing the good. So I'm gonna make the good choice, no matter what it costs.
Right.
And being ready and willing
to do that,
to pay the cost, whatever it may be. Sort of like the most courageous thing I know of is Mary's fiat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like she doesn't even know what it is she's saying yes to.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even have all the details.
Right.
But her fiat, her yes, is so complete,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because she knows it's God's will.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
She's so completely abandoned herself.
Mm-hmm.
She almost like she has given up her own will. She has no will for herself.
You know what another great example is? Just thought of this.
Hmm.
Abraham.
Sure, yeah.
Abraham's going up to kill his own son.
I'd have been so upset like, about this.
And you have to think that there's this inside turmoil of like this pulling and tugging of what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Right,
you
know.
You think?
Right, you know, but the Lord will provide and, you know, this is the Lord's will. Let's keep going and let's keep doing it. And like, so he had all of his lower faculties that were pulling him away from God's will.
Right.
But the courageous act was, no, I'm going to do this not because, only because it's the right thing to do. It's what God, it's the truth. It's what God wants.
Yeah, and courage is often opposed to our lower faculties, you know, our sensual appetites.
Right.
The appetite of the senses, hunger, sight, you know, all of these things. Like you said, fasting. Courage is often practicing courage. Be willing to accept loss and suffering
mm-hmm.
is the way you practice courage. And we did an episode on mortification, the virtue of mortification.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this constant battle against your sensitive appetite. But I think it also really takes humility, because in order to be courageous, you have to be willing to accept suffering, which means you have to know where your own abilities end.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, beyond this, I don't have the ability to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I reach the end, that's where the suffering begins.
Right.
You know, I know if I have breakfast, I can only go about 2 hours, 3 hours before I start to get hungry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just as, doesn't matter how big a breakfast I eat. You know, maybe I can push it off 4 hours.
Right.
But my own physical abilities for hunger end. And at some point, the suffering begins. And I have to be willing to, I mean, and we're talking about easy stuff compared to, you know, I think when people think about courage, they think about, are you willing to die?
Like the winged hussars.
Yeah. Or worse, are you willing to lose both of your hands? You know, like, what if someone said, I'm going to chop both your hands off unless you sin? Are you willing to lose both your hands? I would almost rather die than live my whole life without hands. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that'd be tough.
It would be tough. Are you willing to do it for one, you know, just one mortal sin? All you got to do is go to confession.
Right.
You know? Whereas you're going to live the rest of your life without hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now that takes courage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it also, the humility also comes into it that you have to be able to recognize that you do not know what is good for you.
Yeah.
And that, yes, one mortal sin, even no matter what it seems like in this life,
mm-hmm.
we have such a short-sighted view
mm-hmm.
of reality, because there is a reality beyond this world.
Right.
And that in heaven, it's better to go into heaven without your hands.
Right.
The Bible even says this,
right.
you know,
right,
than
right.
to be cast into Gehenna
right.
with, you know, an abled body.
And I think that's why you know, back in the day that when there was a lot of virtuous men here on earth, it was because they didn't think twice about it. That wasn't an option. It's like almost like you don't even have this mental game of, oh, should I even consider the other way? It's like you already know, nope, this is the way to go. This is, you know, I don't. Like, I'm not thinking twice about having to go and work for 12 hours in the field, plowing fields all day long in blisters and the sun and heat and, like, you know, dehydration and all this stuff for my family
right.
to come back and then, you know, help raise my kids. That's just what I do every day. Yeah. And there's no other option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of thing that I think that takes the hat. I think that's why possibly it was easier to have that virtue of courage back then than it is now, because we have so many things that are instant gratification. There's these instant things that we don't have to really work for.
Yeah.
And so we take advantage of that and think, oh, well, I'm not supposed to have to work 12 hours a day and then come home and make sure that my wife is taken care of and
because
my kids.
Because you don't see people doing that. You
right.
know, the culture is a teacher.
Right.
Just like the culture used to teach you that, yes, it's good to be courageous and make these difficult choices.
Right.
You know, you'd get a social reward.
Right.
Which is absent now.
Right. So I think that's very interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to keep talking about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Catholic Man Show.
Have some courage and come back.
Yeah, have the fortitude to stick it out. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Courage is almost a contradiction in terms. It means a strong desire to live, taking the form of a readiness to die. That, my friends, is the man G.K. Chesterton. He's way into, you know, the paradoxes. And so courage is kind of a paradox, because, yeah, you're living in a way that says, I'm ready to die. What? It's almost like...
But you're like standing
up. I'll die for this right now.
Right.
Don't test me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm brave. But you're listening to The Catholic Man Show.
That's correct.
Thanks for still listening. It's
37 minutes in.
Awfully brave of you. But it doesn't surprise me. Because if you made it through the warning of this show, you clearly are a man of muster. And body hair. I don't actually know that, but...
And I don't want to.
Whatever.
But, yeah.
Whatever. I hope you have the right amount of body hair.
According
whatever
your
wife
in life.
Finds the best.
This is weird.
Let's agree.
Move on.
Like,
I don't even.
Sometimes you just start saying stuff and you're like, I don't know how to get out of this.
Yeah. Adam, help. Adam.
Like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Okay, let's keep going on courage, because I thought we were...
It was going in a good place.
Yeah, and then you just ruined it. Like,
It was a good G.K. Chesterton quote.
Yeah.
But anyway... One interesting thing about courage is that I think it's a little different from what most people think. I've heard a lot of people say, without fear, there's no courage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's actually true.
Or maybe
I think it's true in a formational way, but I don't think it's true in a like once you've achieved
maybe it's only half
the virtue of
like
courage.
You're only halfway defining it.
I think in order to have the virtue of courage, you need to have experienced fear in the past and conquered that fear, because that's really what courage is. It's not the absence of fear, it's the conquering and the mastering of your fear. Okay, so the courageous man is not fearful. He doesn't have fear because he has mastered the fear. Okay, so if you are afraid in a moment, that is not, even if you choose to do the right thing, once again, because courage as a virtue is a habit, it is the point where, like, you have mastered your fear so that your courageousness, courageosity is
hashtag.
A reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have the reflex to be courageous, where the fear is long gone. Yeah, I got over worrying about this a long time ago, because I accepted that God is in control of my, you know, this is key to mm-hmm. courage. When you accept that God in his providence cares for you, mm-hmm. that when you trust that he means what he says, when he has counted the hairs on your head,
mm-hmm.
which for me is becoming an easier task by the day, but that he cares for you so much,
right,
that nothing could ever happen to you that was against his will.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever it is, whatever trials he brings you are for your own good, and we should say thank you for them. Right. You know, this being Thanksgiving, if this, I think if you can get to the point where you are literally not just saying with your mouth is maybe the first step, but when you can really tell God, thank you for my trials,
right,
thank you for these crosses,
mm-hmm,
that's how you know that, I don't know, it seems like the people who can do that are very holy people. Mm-hmm. They're holier than myself, because when I'm in the middle of carrying my crosses, I'm not thanking.
Right.
I mean, typically that's just not my attitude.
And I think that's also probably a reason why I struggle with courageousness.
Courage. Yeah.
Is because I'm such a type A person. I want to make sure that, like, things are happening. I want my hands on it. You know, I want to
make sure you're doing it right.
Doing it right. And I want to make sure that it's getting done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that people who are type A, that's something that's very hard to do, of allowing, like, you know, letting the Lord come into your heart. It's almost like, I want to give the Lord my heart, all of my heart, almost, except for this one part,
except you want to do it.
Yeah, because like I got this part of my life under control, but I want to give the Lord my life, but you know, this part I got under control,
right?
And I'm not even talking about a sin. I'm just talking about, like, you know, just an everyday life, or your work life, or your whatever you want to talk, you know, whatever
yeah.
it is. And so I think that that's why it's probably very hard for type A people. Like, you have a crazy gift of just, like, when things are very hectic and very stressful and a lot of things are happening, of you just, like, kind of, for better or for worse, just let it happen.
Yeah.
And don't think about it. That's not how I am.
That's true. I mean, and I don't know why. I've just always kind of been that way.
I'm the guy who, like, you know, stays up at midnight and I'm like half asleep and I'm thinking about 18 different things that I need to be doing. And so,
yeah.
I think that that's another reason why I mentioned at the beginning is, like, this is a tough topic for me, because I think I struggle with it,
mm-hmm,
because I want to make sure that I'm in control, or, you know, have my hands on this and really, this habit of letting go and just, and forming this virtue of courage, it is not an easy task.
Yeah.
At least for me.
I don't think it is for anybody. I mean, forming virtue, no matter what it is never easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of the thing about it.
So it's almost like you have to, like, if you really want to form the virtue of courage, just start forming your virtues. Because at whatever point, if you know, temperance, fortitude, like all of these virtues that encompass courage, like if you just build these up, naturally courage is going to come into play.
Yeah. So I have this book in my Verbum library. It's called the Merriam-Webster's Book Dictionary of Quotes. And I highlighted this earlier and I was unable to find it just now. But there was a quote by somebody that said, "The cowardice man has died many times throughout his life. The courageous man dies but once." And I thought at first when I read that, oh, that's good. Yeah, because, like, the cowards, they're afraid and they, like, go hide and, they're But the more I think about it, the more I think that that's wrong. It's actually the opposite. The courageous man is the one who has died over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And he has accepted his death, because that's when you build courage, when you are willing to crucify yourself,
mm-hmm,
you know, and in those moments when, like, ooh, I know I'm supposed to be fasting today, but I didn't know they were going to have free donuts.
Right.
At the office.
Right.
It's a voluntary fast anyway.
Right. Exactly.
It's not even Friday in Lent.
And I think
I'll just have a donut.
Dave, I think you're hitting it.
Like, if I had known there was going to be free donuts today, I'd have picked tomorrow
right.
to fast.
I think that, and that's another thing that I'm probably struggling with just internally right now, is a lack of fasting in general. And so I think
fasting is hard.
It's hard.
And, like, if you think words are hard, fasting is hard.
Right. At least at first. And then it becomes,
yeah,
and then it's not, because it becomes
It does get easier.
It gets a lot easier.
Yeah.
On a natural
and supernatural level. Like,
and you yearn for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they say.
Yeah.
I
mean, that's what the saints say.
I haven't,
I'm going off of a good authority that's the case.
I haven't yearned for it yet.
Me either. But I mean, and I think that that's why, I'm talking about just a whole lot of different things, you know, from just not standing up for what's right in your work, in the work field,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
I'm guilty of that all the time. Like, things happen and it's like, I just don't say anything.
Right.
Or like, you know, I just kind of like chuckle, ha-ha, and just kind of move on. Or like, I remove myself from the room. That's not courageous.
Well, there's so many, it's like difficult situations. You overhear a conversation that's definitely sinful. Do you step into it in order to correct them? You know, or is that like going, are you stepping over the, you know, like,
right.
You know, are you being,
it has to be genuine. You know what I mean? It has to be real.
But it's difficult. And some in those moments for me, it's like, was that, did I do right there? Or should I have done the other, you know, like.
Right. I mean, and that's what I just struggle. I mean,
you know, I'm with you.
Prayer life is another one. It's like, you know, 1 minute I'm like, Lord, I'm going to be praying the rosary every day. I'm going to the Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. You know, when we get home, we're going to be praying together. You know, and it's just like, and then, oh, well, I didn't realize that I had a 3 p.m. meeting, and I didn't realize that I had to, you know, get up early today, and I didn't realize all these other things that were. So I guess that the virtue of courage, you have to be able to be self-disciplined.
Yeah, and you know, it's stuff like, okay, you do the, because you, I know you like to say the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock. If you have a meeting at 3, obviously you're not going to say the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Right.
Because.
But it's like, oh, I scheduled a meeting at 3. Oh, I should
have. Well,
you know, it's
sometimes
like,
you have to have a meeting at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think part of the courageous thing is to not let that knock you off your routine.
Right.
You know, just accept today I'm not going to do it at 3 o'clock. Maybe I can do it later. Maybe I just won't do it today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certainly not going to let that discourage me from doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm bound. Yeah.
At 3 o'clock, you know, and about having that discipline.
So I think that that's what, another reason why it's so important to have this self-examination of conscience that we've talked about. That's probably another reason why I struggle, is because I have not been doing that recently.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's times that you fall, right? You know, and I have fallen now, you know, but being able to be self-aware and knowing like, okay, this is how I did it. This is what led me to this fall. And this is the only way I'm going to be able to correct this.
Yeah.
Is so important in the man's life, because we're all going to fall. I mean, again, being able to be courageous is a habit. So that means that it's not always going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to develop this habit. And so when you fall, you have to realize, okay, I have fallen, but I'm not going to let the devil win twice by falling into despair. I'm going to pick myself back up, because I'm, through the grace of God, I'm going to be a bigger man, and I'm going to be live virtuously, and I'm going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know.
And we were worried we weren't going to have anything to say on the topic.
That typically happens. For better or for worse.
All right.
Hey, thank again, Father Stewart, for giving us Jameson Black Barrel. That was our man drink. Our man gear was the work boots. We just got them talking about courage, the virtue of courage. Go be courageous.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Be not afraid.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Cheers to Jesus.